Jenkins, who is 66, will replace the recently retired Justice Ming Chin on the California Supreme Court. William McGinnis is the administrative presiding justice of the California Court of Appeals in San Francisco. He's a friend of Jenkins and learned of his appointment in a text from his son, who told him he must be feeling proud.
Yes, I was proud. Proud, of course, of Martin's nomination to serve on the state's highest court. Proud of all his accomplishments. Proud of who he is as a person. And proud that he is my friend.
McGinnis says he and Justice Jenkins have been friends throughout their legal careers. Jenkins' career began in 1980 as a law clerk for the Alameda County District Attorney's Office. He would eventually serve a long career as a jurist. He was a municipal court judge from 1989 to 1992, a superior court judge from 1992 to 1997, a federal district court judge from 1997 to 2008, and an appellate court justice from 2008 to 2019. In 2019, he worked as the judicial appointment secretary to Governor Gavin Newsom. Jenkins was responsible for helping the governor select a number of judicial appointments. William McGinnis says Jenkins' impressive accomplishment don't tell the whole story of who he is.
But his resume does not capture the full measure of the man. He is deeply involved in his church and in the life of his family. His community asks much of him, and I have never, never heard him say no. They respect him in part, I think, for where he comes from and for his story. They see that part of his journey has been about acceptance and authenticity and living his truth about being African American and gay. Martin Jenkins knows and will not forget what it means to struggle and to be an outsider.
Jenkins has spent nearly his entire life and career working in the Bay Area. He talked about how he felt after learning he'd been nominated for the state's highest court.
Just after I finished the call with Governor Newsom, I had an extraordinary experience. I'd taken the call via Zoom in this building in the governor's suite of offices on the 14th floor. And when I got up and looked out the window, I was struck by what I saw. I saw the hospital where I was born, where my sister was born, where my brother was born, St. Joseph's Hospital. And in that moment, I had a rare opportunity not many people get to see just how far I had come from that hospital to the nomination that brings me before you today.
Jenkins says he deliberated for 4 days before deciding to take the appointment. Many commissioners spoke in cheerful and laudatory terms about his appointment. Here's an interchange between him and California Attorney General Javier Becerra.
I'm waiting for you to declare I feel good at some point. I suspect it'll come after the vote, but I can't get out of my mind because the judge planted that in my head. The image was just perfect because you're going to be the hardest working justice on the court, you've got to feel good. And so, I don't know if you need to answer that one, but I say to you with a great deal of pride that there are a lot of people look to you as that mentor and are hoping for some really big things on this court. So thank you.
Jenkins will be sworn in sometime in December. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.